Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Parts of the United States are at risk for severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas of Kentucky on Sunday. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the south, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Baltimore police say they believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Charm City. Speaking at a news conference, acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley confirmed that an 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were killed.
Currently, we're still at 30 victims. Ages range from 13 to 32. 9 victims remain at area hospitals in various conditions. 2 victims have been pronounced deceased. Our officers continue to scour the very large crime scene.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott at the same press conference.
This was a reckless, cowardly act of violence that has taken two lives and altered many, many more. And as I said earlier, we will find those who are responsible, and we will not stop until we do so.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to visit China Thursday. The Treasury Department says Yellen is expected to discuss a number of financial issues with senior Chinese officials. Her 3-day trip comes after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken traveled to China last month to meet with President Xi. With the moon at its closest point tonight, the Buck Moon appears 30% brighter and 14% bigger in size. Be sure to get an eye on it tonight. Thanks for listening, and stay safe this extended 4th of July weekend. USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hotel workers in Southern California are hitting the picket line.
More than 1,000 hotels are impacted by the strike. Emily Lopez is a striking housekeeper in Los Angeles.
Basically going on strike to get better wages, health insurance, pension. We're basically asking for necessities because the cost of living here in Los Angeles has skyrocketed.
She cited an example to KTLA of why she can't make ends meet.
A two-bedroom apartment here in Los Angeles is costing almost $2,500 a month, and that's just too expensive for a family of three.
Cooks and front desk workers are among the thousands on strike. I'm Jerry Varmash.
5-time Wimbledon singles champion Venus Williams will be back on center court when the world's oldest and most prestigious tournament begins today. It's been 26 years since the elder of the legendary Williams sisters first played Wimbledon. Elon Musk delivers new rules for Twitter users.
Rate limit exceeded. That's what users of the social media platform started seeing on Saturday after Twitter chairman Elon Musk announced limitations on how many tweets one can see in a day. He says the limits are to discourage extreme levels of system manipulation, claiming organizations and bots have been scraping data and impacting the user experience. Verified users with an active paid subscription can read 6,000 posts a day. Unverified accounts can only view 600, while new users are limited to 300. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, but we need some cooperation, okay? It's not all that we do. This is the consent of the governed kind of thing, you know, as we are a day away from celebrating our 247th birthday, the 4th of July. It really should motivate all to revisit the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, okay? Because when you do that and you start hearing the voices of some on the left, especially on the left, they've abandoned the Constitution. You know, to me, it's an insult. They want to quote the Constitution when it fits their pistola. But if it doesn't fit their pistola, then forget it. They want to get rid of the Constitution and everything that has to do with it. It is comical. And you have to laugh at it. You know, to a certain degree. Otherwise, you're going to take it too seriously. And if you do that, then it's going to ruin your day. And I'd rather it not. Horace Cooper is with us to make our day because he's the constitutional law professor, legal analyst, and he can straighten all this stuff out. Horace, happy 4th of July, a day early, and good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Well, you knew the left was going to explode. You know, things did not happen the way they expected as the, Supreme Court was shutting things down. It was like rapid-fire decisions that were favoring conservatives. And, boy, man, everything from the court is acting outside of their lane. They're disrespectful, according to AOC and Pete Buttigieg. I mean, it's just... they just can't start an impeachment of a justice or two fast enough or pack the court.
Yeah. I mean, what we're seeing here is we've gotten used to, on the left, winning, not by persuasion, but by getting the courts to enshrine regulations that are unpopular, that are not the will of the people, and that are inconsistent with our founding. And this court, bolstered by justices that Donald Trump added to the Supreme Court, has returned course and is now saying, we're going to look at the Constitution first. Mm-hmm. You may recall, when I used to teach constitutional law, one of the things that we did was we made sure that everybody had a copy of the United States Constitution. Mm-hmm. And why we wanted it as the source.
Exactly.
And what I would tell my students, we're going to use the Constitution. And then, if there are rulings, and if there are areas where the courts have deviated, Constitution. We're going to first learn the Constitution, and then I'll have to teach you, so you know what the law is presently, mm-hmm. what has changed.
Yeah.
And this Supreme Court is changing things in a way so that the Constitution is what is empowered and not the deviations.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, Horace, especially with Ocasio-Cortez, I mean, she's complaining, and Dana Bash and others, they don't know what to say. But the thing is real simple, you know, to your point, just like you would teach your students in class, is that what does the Constitution say? The Constitution says that it's not up to the Supreme Court to make law. Oh, that's right. It's the legislative branch. That's right, AOC. You are part of the legislative branch. Do your job. Do your job, and then you don't have to worry about complaining about the Supreme Court. They called balls and strikes on you and for everybody for this matter, and now we're returning to first principles. What a novel concept, Horace.
Yeah. Now, I've said this on your program a lot. Persuading is one of the responsibilities that our founders gave us as part of self-government. If you have an idea, if you have a concept, it's your job to share the value system, the logic, and the reasoning. The problem is when you have crazy ideas like the left has been trying to push. Men are not men. Women are not women. Children are not the duty and responsibility of their parents. It's very hard to figure out how to persuade your fellow man. And yet, they get very frustrated when the American people are asked, would you prefer to keep more of what you make? Would you prefer to be the primary decider about what happens in your life? Do you want more government or less government? Should the values that made this country work be given more primacy or less? The American people say yes to everything that I just said. Mm-hmm. And so the left, since they know that and they don't have good arguments, they shame people. They cancel people. And they go to the courts and they get lower courts to impose ideas that they never can persuade people to adopt.
Horace, let me ask you this. And you laid it out exactly what they do. They go, you know, they go court shopping, judge shopping to get the decision. And basically they're legislating from the bench. And there is that that mood amongst judges that continues to grow. That somehow they can be activists, and this is the rub. This is the dynamic tension between the judiciary right now. You've got judges that you know, like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Bryant that believe that you should use the Constitution as your basis for decisions. Now, the other judges feel like, no, you've got to consider the values of the culture, and you know, and if we want to impose, then we can ignore the Constitution and find some, you know, some workaround in order to come to a conclusion that satisfies our constituency. And so you've got that dynamic tension happening, and it makes us more partisan. It really doesn't help the cause here, does it?
Jackson wanted to read her dissent, and she's entitled to. It's when a justice wants to show just how strongly they feel about a ruling, they get to read it out loud. Well, guess what? That right is for every justice. And so not only did she get to read hers, Justice Thomas got to read his. Now, I tell you this because she understood that the outcome that she was seeking was not justified by past precedent. If you read Chief Justice Roberts' opinion, what you realized was we're going to be stuck with this having to be ended in about 5 years. And he said, its time has come and gone. She had no answer to that.
Right. Right. Well, and they've already been hanging on to some, you know, some of these things for too long. I mean, that's just like, I mean, let's go back to the Dobbs decision, right? You know, the court finally said, enough. We've been holding on to this for 50 years. We've known for, you know, a couple of decades here that this was not our job, that this was going to go away. And so the inevitable finally came. Anyway, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. Okay. We've got more from the legal analyst, Horace Cooper. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Horace Cooper, the legal analyst. We were just talking off air about, you know, I got to chalk this up. What the Supreme Court did for us in going back to the Constitution, as you said, and using the Constitution as the framework of this decision, particularly on affirmative action. You know, I felt like there was such a sigh of relief for people to think, you know what, we may be getting back on the right track to recognize that people who work their butts off and that are dedicated and make good decisions, that this is a positive thing. And we, you know, they have been drowned out. You know, these success stories. I was just sharing with you, I saw this video the other day of Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant was determined to be a great basketball player at an early age. And he would spend 3-4 hours a day, you know, studying basketball, practicing basketball, shooting hoops, doing everything was basketball for 3-4 hours a day. Because he figured, compared to everybody else, you know, they're not spending that kind of time, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe an hour, that's it, but not every day. And so look at the results. Because he put the time in, and he deserves all the accolades and everything for all the hard work. And there's so many others, Horace. You know, people of color, people not of color, you know, okay, let's just, you know, whites who have just worked their butts off. They earned their way, and there's nothing wrong with merit. That is something that we celebrate here in America, don't we?
That's exactly right. So I was saying, though, she wanted to read her opinion about this affirmative action case. And because of how Roberts so clearly reminded the reader all about how we got to where we were, and then Thomas read his concurrence in which he explained the history of America's colorblindedness in the Constitution, she was forced in her dissent to say, well, we need a new standard. The new standard, something the court has never embraced. Now, the left says it all the time, is that, well, America is unfair, and because America is unfair, special political rules, also called reparations, must be adopted. There has never been a ruling by the liberal court, like the Warren court. There's never been a ruling by conservatives, by liberals, or by moderates that there is a special rule where the whole society may treat people. The only time we had a rule like that was from 1896 with Plessy Ferguson to 1954 with Brown v. Board. And she was forced to defend that period as a justification for what she was doing. I found it amazing to read that she could not use any of the statutes, civil rights statutes that have been passed, any of the constitutional amendments, any provisions of the Constitution, or any of the provisions, any decisions of the Supreme Court to justify the brand new provision, the new approach she wanted to take. This is legislating from the bench.
Exactly.
And she was forced to be revealed as doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disingenuous. I mean, it's unintellectual when you think about it, because here you are as an officer, you know, the ultimate officer of the court. You're a justice of the Supreme Court. And all of a sudden you go and you run into an emotional argument and you turn into, you know, it's like you're going down the road of Marxism. You're going down the road of the fundamental transformation of America that was portrayed by Barack Obama. You know, hope and change. You know, well, how did that work for you? For 8 miserable years, but still, because the people have been convinced because of media and all these other reports that are out there, you know, that they make it seem like it's a majority of opinion. But look what happened. Most Americans are siding and supporting the Supreme Court, over 50%. You know, and where are they at? Where are they at with their opinion, Horace? Back where they've always been, about a third. About a third of the country that wants to lean on emotion. So I think it's a great day. I hope it's a day where there is a time of renewal, where America is putting on their light bulbs you know, in their minds and seeing the truth for what it is and realizing that they must own their own knowledge, that this is a time not to be stupid. You've got to be intellectual. You've got to get back to first principles and understand how this came about, the value of our Constitution. This is why I say all the time around, especially like 4th of July, put the hot dog down for a minute, okay? Put the hot dog down for a minute. Pick up the Constitution. You and I mentioned this earlier. Pick up the Constitution. Read it. Have everybody that's there in your backyard, just read it. Because every time I've been around where that's happened, Horace, you see the light in people's eyes. You see all of a sudden they go, wow, now I understand why men and women were willing to die and pay the ultimate price for the freedoms and liberties that we're so privileged to enjoy here in America. And I want to stand with them after reading the Constitution.
Absolutely. Now, there were two other decisions that were also consequential. One involved a postal worker, and the other involved a web designer. The postal worker decision involved the right of the postal worker to take a job where they were never required to work on Sundays, and suddenly the post office decided they wanted to start expanding business and activities, and they asked if they could continue going to church on Sundays and be excused. Mm-hmm. In the end, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the government, as an employer, but any employer, must come up with some reasonable accommodation with the faith requirements of people of faith. That was a unanimous decision, and that was the right decision. It should have been a unanimous decision with the web designer, but that was a 6-3. It is the same concept.
Exactly.
The thing is, the left knows that they're supposed to give people some exemption from compliance if it interferes with their faith. The issue is they have decided that there are some areas that are way, way more important than your issue of faith. In the LGBTQ agenda, they have put to the highest area. Mm-hmm. But if you look at that 9-0 ruling, what you see is a principle that has applied throughout American history. Government may make laws, but it may not require you to pick between your conscience and compliance with those laws. There's
exactly
nothing any different between these two rulings, except one involved LGBTQ.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they've done their best to try to weaponize that part of the constituency. And to what end, Horace? I mean, you end up ticking people off. You pit them against the others when most of America, you know, just wants to go on and live their life. You know, the other thing that we're, you know, I wanted to address here because we only got about a minute left here was, of course, you know, the court knocking down Biden's unilateral decision to forgive college tuition debt.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, again, pretty clear. The statute in question was about a 9/11 matter and not about handing people repayments or canceling debts. There's been a lot of criticism about this policy of Biden's because it favored his elites over the rest. But from the Constitution, it simply was a question of, do you have this authority or don't you? And clearly he didn't. Six justices recognized that by focusing on it. Three wanted to talk about what it means for the rest of society.
Will they blame Biden for this, or are they going to try, and which they've been trying to do, is blame Republicans for it, when it's Biden who created this mess?
Well, of course. It has to be anyone but themselves that have overtaken and stepped outside the constitutional line. It has to be anybody else.
You got it.
Cybercrimes,
Cooper, thank you.
Like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training.
now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Parts of the United States are at risk for severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas of Kentucky on Sunday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Baltimore police say they believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Charm City. Speaking at a news conference, acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley confirmed that an 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were killed.
Currently, we're still at 30 victims. Ages range from 13 to 32.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Lines you're reading this morning is that affirmative action is dead. Is it? Or are we going to have to get through the process? I think we're going to have to get through a little bit of a process, even though we have a majority of Americans, opposing race-based admissions. Okay, huge number here, 60%. And when it comes to affirmative action, I think people are, you know, really misunderstanding even what affirmative action is. That has been the challenge from day one. So here we are. Now it's come up and the Supreme Court has made a decision and we're going to, as I said, get through the process here. The author of the new book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy is with us. He's the president of Color Us United, which advocates for a colorblind society. Kenny Hsu is with us now. Kenny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, actually, it's we had you last year. You were here, so it. And I'm going. Wait a minute, what's going on here? How come we haven't had Kenny back since? It wasn't that you offended us or anything like that. I think you and I were pretty much in agreement. Not that we just have people on that agree with us, but I thought what you had to share with us even back then, and that was when the court was talking about ending affirmative action. And you brought some excellent points to bear, and, the court responded, I think, overall in understanding, when you look at the Constitution, what legislators, by opinion were trying to get the court to do was to legislate from the bench the very thing that they complain about when they do it.
Obviously, I'm very happy about the decision. It means that Asian Americans are going to be treated on the dignity that they deserve, the dignity of their accomplishments. That's what Americans want. This is why affirmative action is so unpopular. It is because Americans in general, we just don't like race. We don't like race being used to shame us, demean us, attack us, and obviously to prefer us. Most black Americans also don't support affirmative action because they know that there's so much more than just black and white. So when, you know, this decision, I think, is historic and it's going to restore, I think, the foundations of what Americans believe in with regards to race.
You know, and it's interesting, Kenny, because I heard over the weekend, you know, people of color being accused. I mean, they're attending Harvard, well-educated, obviously, well-spoken, and they were accused of being part of affirmative action. And this one gal in particular said, look at my scores are higher than most of you on the campus here. I am not an asterisk affirmative action individual. I've earned my way. And this is the problem with affirmative action. It, you know, people might even say, like, for example, Ketanji Jackson, Brown Jackson, right? That she's the result of affirmative action. You might even say the Vice President of the United States is the result of affirmative action. Pete Buttigieg, affirmative action. I mean, you go down the list, you know, Rachel Levine. It's all affirmative action. They're all box checkers, you know. And people can say that. Well, I think at the end of the day, do you want that attributed to this opportunity? Because in a sense, you know, as you and I talked before, this is anti-American. It really is. I mean, the American dream and ambition is all about opportunity. Just give me an opportunity where I can go and work my tail off and based on merit. And if I got the goods, give me a shot at it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, all of the people that you were listing, because this policy exists, that's why people are putting that label on them. You know, when it comes to like your doctor, for example, if you knew that your doctor was affirmatively admitted into a medical school despite lower credentials, would you trust your doctor?
Of course not.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
Of course not. And you shouldn't, actually, in some regard. I mean, this is when medical schools and our central professions are prioritizing affirmative action. It's just going to generate this reaction. So you know how to stop this reaction? Stop practicing affirmative action.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing that is so cool about this, in a sense, and I say cool, Kenny, is that, you know, it's like all of a sudden the Supreme Court and the American people go, oh, my God, they're listening to us. They're getting it. When you have a majority of America that wants to be colorblind, I mean, we've been fussing and going through all this. We had hoped that when we elected a president, a black president, the first one in Barack Obama, we had hoped that maybe that's putting too much on one person, that somehow he would be able to, you know, quell the racial divide. But the fact of the matter is there is an infrastructure that promotes the racial division. I was just talking with Horace Cooper just a moment ago about this, is that all the race baiters, what are they going to do? I mean, this is like in the Old Testament days when, when the Apostle Paul would go into these communities and they were so driven by idol worship. They had an industry for idol worship. And when he basically told them that idol worship is no bueno, don't work anymore, they all but wanted to stone and kill the guy because he was killing their business. Well, it's the same thing here, is that, you know, you've had Jesse Jackson and, you know, Al Sharpton and the rest of them for so long have created this divide and this, you know, this color sensitive society, this less than that, you know, and weaponized this whole deal to such a way that now the court comes in and says, hey, wait a minute, that's right, we are colorblind. You know, we're one blood. Let's be as Americans. Let's be united because that's when we're stronger. This is what the Constitution says, so we're going to affirm the Constitution. And these guys are freaking out because their business now is being shown for what it is. And now if people want to go and emotionally attach themselves to, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and that, you know, really, I mean, that is a time. And hopefully we can look at that in the rearview mirror and say that was then and this is now. And we're going to celebrate the unity of all Americans, regardless of color or creed, right?
Yeah, you know what? You know, I talk about this in my new book, School of Woke, which you can pre-order now, actually. It's coming out August 1st. I talked about the industry of grievance. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, how it's really exploded over the past couple of years. But in School of Woke, really, I'm talking about Barack Obama, too, because you mentioned that name.
Right.
He did, during his presidency, very under the table, but he instructed his Justice Department to go after anybody who was deemed as racist or who didn't. And how he figured that out and how he made the formula for racism, especially the educational institution, was if you did not hire enough blacks, if you did not profess the race that your institution was racist and affirmatively tried to follow Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton's example, if you did not practice affirmative action, if you disciplined too many black kids, which I know, unfortunately, the reason why we disciplined more black kids than whites is because black kids have more misbehavior than whites on average, not as individuals, but on average. But if you do these things, then you're racist, and they could go after you with all kinds of penalties. So I document all that in my book, School of Woke, and this is basically what has led to this reaction in the public, and thank God we have this Supreme Court decision.
Well, Kenny, you know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, they've made an industry, the grievance industry, as you said, of this. I mean, they would go and shake down corporate America, and they'd say, look, if you want our, in a sense, good housekeeping seal of approval that says that you're checking the right boxes, then, you know, I think $4 million will take care of that. You know, you pay us $4 million, you got my endorsement, and you'll be left alone. And so what did they do? You know, they cowed down to it.
Yeah.
And so here they've been getting away with this for decades. For decades they've been doing this, shaking down corporate America. And now, you know, you've got the government now in the next level going, well, you know, if Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton be able to do it, we're gonna do it. We'll weaponize our own aspects of the bureaucracy, and we'll have them shake down corporate America, and we'll do it all under DEI, right? Because you got to have that equity, you got to have that inclusion, you got to have that diversity. So here's the boxes you got to check, and and everybody's following suit, including Hollywood now, and and the Oscars, right? So they've got boxes to check, and if you don't check the right boxes, then don't even think about getting an Oscar in the years to come. It's insane. But look, I'll tell you, we got to go to quick break, Kenny. I appreciate that you're here, and we'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. More from Kenny Hsu after this. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I think there's a lot of positive to draw out of this session and the recent announcements from SCOTUS. And my hope and prayer is that as Americans, we can come together and realize that this was very positive. I mean, when we first heard that affirmative action, and Kenny was on last year to talk about this, you know, most people logically said, well, of course, you know, what's wrong with merit? But we've been, you know, playing with this idea of affirmative action for several decades. And Kenny, I would dare say that a lot of people didn't even understand what affirmative action really meant, did they?
Right. Right. You know, they think it means we just need to do something to help Black Americans reach equal opportunity as Americans, which I agree with. I think that everybody should be given an equal opportunity in this country. But it doesn't mean that we should be preferring them in admission in college or jobs when, you know, they're not at, we're not, when they're not at the spot based on merit, right? No one wants a less than qualified leader of an organization. No one wants a less than qualified scientist. And that's not going to help them. That's only going to hurt them and increase stereotypes against them if enough people are admitted based on that practice.
Exactly.
So what we need
No, I just say I maintain at the end of the day, you know, we all want to be productive. We all want to feel, hey, we put in a hard day's work generally, in a general sense, and that we're producing based on our skill set. You know, one of the key values I held when, in training people, I trained salespeople for many years, as I said, you had to have a fair chance to win. So that if your skill set was such that you had a desire to become a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, that's probably not your gig. You need to find something that is much more satisfying, because killing 9 out of 10 people, you're probably not very happy. You know, and the people that you're killing aren't happy either, by the way, and their families. So we want to be in that situation where, according to your design and skill set, the giftings and talents you've been blessed with by God that are being exercised and grown and developed to the common good. And I found that when that occurs, you've got people that are much more satisfied, much more fulfilled, and actually much freer. And that's ultimately what we want. But when you get into these situations like affirmative action, this is all contrivance. This is all by human design. Human design just somehow just gets in the way with the natural inertia of things, that when the natural inertia, and we promote an infrastructure that allows for people to be the best they can be, I think you got a lot more happy campers, you know, around than the other way.
Exactly. You know, I think that people are naturally diverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They have diverse skills and talents. But you know what sucks? Forced diversity. We shouldn't have
exactly.
Forced diversity when people choose. Naturally, some people gravitate academically. Some people gravitate business. Some people gravitate to the arts. You know, we should let people experience the fruits of their efforts in whatever field they decide to excel in. It just so happens that Asian Americans excel in academics, meaning that they should be rewarded in academic mm-hmm. settings according to their merits. Asian Americans study twice as many hours mm-hmm. as the average American.
Exactly.
They really have family cultures that prioritize that.
Mm-hmm.
What's
yeah.
wrong with that? It's nothing wrong. In fact, it should be praised and an mm-hmm. example. Instead, colleges use it to discriminate against Asian Americans.
You know, I was sharing with Horace earlier before you came on, Kenny, what Kobe Bryant had to say. And essentially, it's the same thing when he talked about basketball. He determined early in his life he loved basketball. And he would spend 3-4 hours a day practicing, playing basketball. Because he wanted to be a great basketball player. Well, just like, you know, like you said, in the Asian community, when the priority is education, and that's the focus, you know, these kids, you know, you're growing up with, you know, 3-4 hours a day of studying. Well, that's going to yield some pretty good results versus some kid that wants to sit around and play video games all day long, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, I'm not going to make generalizations based on race. So I don't like to use the word Asian culture or black culture
right.
or anything like that. But I am going to say Asian Americans disproportionately study hard, practice what they need. When they get into a math problem that they can't solve, they will work on it. And that's how you build those neuroconnections that
exactly.
really allow you to solve greater math problems of greater and greater difficulty. If only schools taught that. Instead, you know, woke schooling, school of woke, caters to the mediocre student and will prefer to lower standards, I argue in my new book.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's really going on at the education system that we need to solve.
You see, and this is the thing, you know, again, moving away from, you know, from things that are, you know, race oriented, is that what we love is that we can learn from different cultures. This is the beauty of coming to America. You know, not only do we have the variance of food variety, right? You know, we've got certain, you know, certain cultural things and influences that come into play. Just as you say, you know, here, wow, look at the example. Look at the example of Kobe Bryant. Look at the example, you know, in your family and in the Asian community. Again, not to cite them out, but just to say, look at, there's some great things here. What can we learn from them, right?
Yeah, what can we learn from them? What is something that we can take from that culture? One of the reasons why America has become such a powerful and influential nation is because we basically take from all of the best parts of all of the cultures of the world. And
right.
that's fine because, you know, it's sort of a mutual connection. We allow them to immigrate, come here, experience our freedoms. But we basically take from the best. And that's what we should do. That's what allows us to be a great country.
We kind of did that when we formulated the Constitution, didn't we? We went and studied all these different, you know, government bodies and, you know, and our founding fathers came back and put together this concept of the American idea. And look what we got. Something a lot better. It's awesome, you know.
I like to say that America didn't invent racism, but we invented equal rights.
Right.
Basically,
yes.
like any other country in the world right now that you see that has an equal rights constitution-based government, it comes from America.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, in talking about different cultures, I interviewed a gal last year. She's a CNN anchor. And a great story. Her family's from Nigeria. They lost their father and their brother in an accident. They went back to Nigeria. The father and son did. And they were in an accident. They died. The mother had to, as a single parent, had to raise three kids. And her big takeaway, and talking with you, reminds me of what she had to offer. This is Nigerian culture, right? And this mom, of course, going through the grief period, but realized then the kids were the effect of it. They weren't doing well. Suddenly things were really, took a turn for the worse. And the mom, by the grace of God, was able to kind of get herself together. And what she preached to the kids was, look it, you live life in 3 8-hour segments. 1 8-hour, you're going to sleep. There's nothing you can do about it. Another 8, you go to school, okay? And that's pretty well determined. The other 8 is optional. And that is what's going to determine your life and your future. What you deposit into that 8 hours of option time is what's going to make the difference between you being a mediocre kid or a victim or being a standout. Now, this mom, in living off of this idea of what she put upon the kids, she raised 4 kids who became an Oscar-nominated actor, an Oxford-educated CNN anchor, a medical doctor, and a successful entrepreneur. I mean, that's a pretty good takeaway, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. And I share that with my kids and my grandkids. I go, look it. This is what we learned. You know, I learned from Nigeria. And this is something that you need to really think about it. And I'm sure they do at times. You know, not that they've all got it down perfect, because I'm not there to watch them, you know, 24/7. But I'm sure once in a while they think, okay, what am I doing with that 8 hours? Oh, man, I'm being silly here. I'm spending way too much time on video games when I could be investing in my future, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a friend who is also, you know, a doctor, surgeon from Cameroon, performed over 10,000 surgeries, and he grew up in a hut, and his mother died when he was a kid. That's why he was inspired to go to surgery, because he knew that good surgery could have saved her, and she didn't. His name is Dr. Nietzsche Zama, by the way. Mm-hmm. You don't know him. N-C-H-E. But, you know, it's not about race. I mean, he's a black guy, but no way does he practice any, you know, his culture, the way that he grew up, the way that he pushed himself through medical school, does not reflect a dysfunctional relationship with society. And we need to heal this dysfunctional relationship with America that a lot of minorities are experiencing or feel in this country. They unfairly feel this, and our education system and our media teaches this. But we need to heal that relationship.
I'm glad you put it that way, because you're exactly right. I wrote a commentary last week. Who told you? You see, we're being told what we're supposed to feel, what we're supposed to believe. And I encourage people to own their own knowledge. Do a deeper dive. Don't get caught in this emotional stuff. Emotions are good at times, but you also have to know when they're destructive, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We need to heal our emotions. And that's part of what my book, School of Woke, is trying to address, is that healing that emotional relationship that minorities have with this country.
And the School of Woke is available for pre-order, you said, right?
Yes, right now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
All the usual places. And, of course, your current book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. Kenny Zhu, I'm with you. I've always resented mediocrity. And that's what we lean on if we give up meritocracy. And I don't want to live a mediocre life, and I know you don't either. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.